We have reeled in. I mean, we laid off now, not furloughed, but laid off a good 30% of our employees.
There's a culture meeting right now.
Congressman Keene.
Anyway,
President.
Congresswoman Rigard.
I appreciate
call
that.
Me if you want.
Yeah.
Here.
Congresswoman Sager.
Present.
Thank you. Yeah,
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present. We have a quorum. Congressman Keene, would you mind rendering an afternoon prayer for us, please?
Yes, please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for giving us this day. I ask that you please watch over the Osage Nation and bless us. I ask that you watch over our mourners and please lay your healing hand on anyone that's suffering from the pandemic or just any kind of ailment that's affecting them either physically or mentally. We also ask that you lead the Osage Nation Congress and give us wisdom to benefit the Osage people and just guide us and direct us in all that we do. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Next, item number 4 is approval of minutes. If you'll take a moment to look over the minutes from September the 17th.
Chair, this is Jody.
Yes, second speaker.
I think the date on this, on our minutes, is September 14th. That probably should say 17th.
Yes, ma'am. Madam Clerk.
Duly noted.
Thank you.
Agler, motion to approve the minutes as amended.
We have a motion to approve as amended. Is there a second?
Second. This is Rebard.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is our big bill, ONCA 20-76, and today we are looking at Section 13, Cultural Donations, and I called Jordan and asked him about these cultural donations, and they're the same ones that were stamped in back in August when executives stamped them in. So with that, I'll open up the floor for question.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Chair, I think one of the things we were waiting on was a report from Treasury as to whether the donations had paid out in 2020 and which donations had not paid out in 2020. Has anybody heard from them?
No, I did not get a reply.
How about Mr. Zahn or Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Zahn, are you on?
I'm checking Treasury right now.
Okay.
Congressman Bickhorst, this is the clerk.
Yes, Madam Clerk.
Just wanted to make you aware, because I know you're on your phone, that we have numerous individuals here that are probably tied to this topic. And we have Ms. Elsberry with the Gray Horse Woolen Nethers, Mr. Michonne Cachet with the American Legion. I believe one of the drum troopers is here, as well as a couple of other individuals that I'm sure are here for this topic. And I just wanted you to be aware that they're on.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Members, did you hear that?
Yes, sir. I heard that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. If I recall right, this was the only Congresswoman Stabler. This was the only thing that we were waiting on, wasn't it?
Yes, as far as I remember.
Chair Bickhorst.
Congressman Keene.
Yeah, since I'm new here, I'm just kind of wondering. So, has Congress always appropriated monies to for these donations? I'm just wondering, does the Osage Foundation, they're not in this realm, then? Is that right? For funding these entities?
Let me get this pulled back up.
Chair Bickhorst, this is Alice.
Yes, Congresswoman Goodfox.
That's correct, Congressman Keene. So the donations that we have for drum keepers, Marine Corps detachment, et cetera, go through the nation, and then donations that are for, I don't know, Little League or sporting events, or individual donations for opportunities, just at an individual level, those go through the Osage Nation Foundation.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I was just kind of wanting to get a snapshot of the process, so thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. And these entities that are listed are all tied to our veterans and our dance, our culture, in some way. Jason, are you having any luck?
I'm texting him back and forth. We're trying to. Did you receive anything on the 18th? It said sent to Jody and Jordan on 9/18.
Jordan,
be confused with our reports, Mr. Chair, if I may also.
Yes.
I believe we had many of the representatives on the line. We could probably ask each of them, and they would at least be able to tell us whether or not they received their funds, and while we're trying to get this report to you.
Okay. Committee, are you comfortable with that? Is there any objection?
That's fine with me, sir.
Okay. I'll start at the top with the American Legion Post 198. You were awarded $40,000, and the committee is asking, did you spend the entire $40,000, or do you have any leftover?
Yeah, Chairman, this is John Shumpshay. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, we can't hear you guys very good. You don't have your masks on, do you?
No, not right now.
All right, good, because everything's real muffled, and we're getting a lot of background noise. And I'm right here in the American Legion building, and we were awarded $40,000 annually from the nation, and that has been the established amount since I've been around this place. And as far as spending all of it, we could say yes, we do. And yes, we try to budget our finances so that we can make it from October to October annually. And at this point in time, we're doing that. And we've got an exceptional adjutant that does quite well with our budgeting and our maintenance on our building and our color guards and one thing and another throughout the year, as well as we are an advocate for maintaining and making a better life for our veterans here in the nation. I hope that's good enough for you. We do this every year because each year since I've been around here, we get new culture people in our where you're at. You're the chairman. I don't know who's all on it. They had a roll call, but I did not hear anybody's name at all except for Rebard. I didn't hear the first name. It could have been any Rebard for all I know. So what I'm saying is we're doing a real good job here, and we appreciate everything that the nation does for us. And I might as well go ahead and tell you, it goes the same for our auxiliary. Our auxiliary does the same thing. We're advocates for a better environment and livelihood for our American Osage Nation veterans in this community. We oversee a lot of things at hospitals, but since the pandemic, we can't get in. And you all understand that. We can't get in to each facility like we were, but we can get up to the parking lot. And stuff that we handle can be in. So at that time, we've gone through quite a few different parts of the state hospitals, VA hospitals, and facilities where we know veterans are being taken care of. The Marine Corps League is in that same field, in that same agenda, and advocates for a better environment, livelihood for our veterans, as well as our war mothers, American War Mothers of Fairfax and the American War Mothers of Hominy. We've all been in this for a number of years, and each year we have to come to you folks and tell you what we do as a veterans organization, as a community organization, as representing the Osage Nation. Out here in the public of Osage Reservation. I hope you heard all that. I can hear somebody coughing every now and then, but I hope you heard me. So at this point in time, I'm not going to say any more unless you want to ask me a question or two.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mishunkashay. I heard everything very, very clear. And we are aware of all of the good deeds that you all do. Congresswoman Stabler, would you mind stating your question for these committees so that they understand what you are exactly looking for?
Sure, be happy to, and welcome everybody. We're glad to hear you today. This is not, we intend to make donations just like we always have. That's not really the question today. The question was more so that we're trying to get a good handle on what's in the reserve accounts. What the Treasury showed was that there was over $2 million in the reserve accounts, and there's not. So they were going to go correct an error that was in there. And what I think by what they captured and sent to us is over $300,000 is in the account. And so what we're trying to find out is where each one of these donations sit and what is still eligible for spending. And if you, and the main question was, with COVID and everything going on, have you spent what you were appropriated for 2020 so that we can see where we are so that we can take care of donations for 2021? And so I know it's a big question, but we were hoping with your programs that you might know where you sit right now as far as spending. Thank you.
And then I don't know if you have your financial people with you. But that would move us back up to the American Legion and looking for the question that Congresswoman Stabler is asking.
Okay. I do have my financial people with me. And we are looking at one another. And yes, we did spend, we're down to probably less than $14,000 in our checking account, give or take. Okay. And our auxiliary, they're sitting here with me, and they have depleted to some extent their budget. Now they only get $5,000. The auxiliary, but the Legion gets 40,000 and the Marine Corps League gets 10,000, I think. And then the two war mothers get $5,000 apiece. And even though there's been a COVID, even though we had a lot of downtime, we've still been operational and we've still been moving right on along with what we can do. But at this point in time, the Marine Corps League balance is probably $6,000, if that. And that's pretty good, since we only get so much money, but we try to do what we can with it.
Thank you, Chair.
We got the riders. We got electric chairs. We got all types of handicap equipment down here that we can utilize for our people that are in need. And we have to keep it maintained and sanitized and clean. And those are the things that we do. I hope that comes out pretty good. That's about it.
All right.
I'll be quiet.
Thank you, sir. Did I hear someone calling
this
for
is Francis.
Yes, Ms. Williams.
Is it all right if I give you a little bit of information?
Yes, ma'am.
The Hominy War Mothers receive $5,000 a year. It is our turn this year to host the Veterans Day dance, but the Hominy War Mothers voted to postpone it this year because of the COVID. Most of the War Mothers are over 70, and they did not feel comfortable with having this dance. But in the meantime, because of COVID, it has become a hardship on some of our war mothers, and particularly two of our war mothers. One got sick and had to have open heart surgery in Montana. And we flew her daughter and husband up there and gave them money. than another war mother. She lost two children within 6 months' time, and we gave her money. And we have helped out different war mothers and veterans who are in need of financial help. So I'm not sure of the dollar amount that we have left. My treasurer could better tell me that. And if I had had a little more forewarning, I could have gotten the report from her. But the treasurer is Anita Redigal, and I can ask her for a report to give you if you need it. But that is the extent. We do give donations to the veterans of foreign wars and the disabled veterans and different organizations. And we give some to the American Legion at our dance. And we host a dance. And we have to have money for that. So that is where our money goes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Call this woman Stabler. I don't see, I mean, there's, we know that there's no problem with this budget, and the answer that you're looking for, I think we're going to have to go to the Treasury, to get,
Yes, sir, and I see him on there now.
Is he on there?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Treasurer, we're looking at our cultural donations. And Congresswoman Stabler, would you mind repeating your question one more time?
Sure. And I was wondering also if the clerk or Mr. Frazier had that report that the Jason referred to. I still haven't seen it come through. Or if we got it, when did it?
Mr. Chair, this is Jay.
Yes, Jason.
I found out I was referring to a different report. My apologies.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. So, Mr. Littleton, when we left the meeting the last time, we were looking for who had received their 2020 funds and who hadn't received their 2020 funds due to cancellations for COVID. And so can you tell us where we are?
Yeah, I wish I could. I saw the same report Jason did. It was labeled tribal cultural donations. And when I saw that was emailed to the head of the appropriations committee, I thought that was the report. After I found out that was a different report, we're working on it right now. So.
Okay, Chair, I have another question.
Yes, go ahead and follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Littleton. So when we spoke the other day, too, I mentioned the one mistake that I saw on there where they had added money instead of taking money away. And then even if I eliminate that, I'm still showing over $300,000 in that revolving fund account on your revolving fund balance report. So we could get the answer to that, too. What's actually left in that fund? It would help us out.
Okay, and if I remember correctly, I don't have the report in front of me, but you were looking at the big number in brackets, like a 1 point something. Is that is my memory failing me, or is that correct?
Yeah, I know this is on donations, and it was showing a $2.4 million balance, and it showed a $2 million payment. The only way I could get there was if I added that $2 million in rather than subtracting it. So that was one mistake. But when I eliminate that completely, I'm still showing over $300,000, so I can't seem to get to a good balance of, or one that I feel confident in. So that's what I'm asking for.
Okay, and the number in brackets, you know, if you look back at the date on that, you know, I don't know that report has a lot of whiskers. It's been there a long time. That mm-hmm. was a donation from a family that the tribe actually received. That number. So you got to add that instead of subtract it.
Okay.
And if you do that, you should come out to the balance there on the.
Yes. If I add that, it comes to that balance of 2.4 million.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay, committee, we are at the end of our time, and the chair would consider movement, even though we are waiting for a little information on this piece of legislation. If not, then the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Chair?
Chair? Yes.
This is Maker. I would make a motion to report out that these budget donations have been reviewed. They haven't changed, and we do the same amounts every year.
Yes, sir.
I think the question was the remaining funds in the revolving accounts? I don't know if Congresswoman Staver to go ahead and report that these been reviewed until she sees the information she's seeking or not. But I would make the motion to report that these have been reviewed. There may not be a second, I don't know. But I'll make the motion.
So we have a motion, is there a second?
Chair, I'll second. It's Rebar. Do we need to say with a recommendation with a due pass?
Not yet. Not yet. Once this motion is made, and you can report all your sections to Congress with a due pass recommendation or no recommendation or whatever the committee sets you.
Okay, I'll second as the motion was stated.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And those opposed? Motion passes. We are past our time, so I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
I moved. Second.
Okay, we are
Chair,
adjourned.
Chair, what are we going to do about the legislation on our agenda?
Chair,
we've got LCR 2027.
I'll have
make
to
a motion to postpone. Okay.
Madam Clerk?
I have two questions before you adjourn. Do you want to report ONCA 2076 to